Ryan Rashog from TSN joins us. He's a big fan of pizza as well. Shogger, how you doing?
I'm salivating. Like, I'm actually sitting here salivating at the mouth thinking about my love for pizza.
It is true.
And how much I love pizza. And I was thinking while you're talking about why pizza is so amazing. And it's just, there's so many different things you can do with pizza. It can be so many different things. It's not like ribs, where there's only so many things you can do with ribs. Pizza can be anything. I'm having pizza tonight. Whatever is being made for dinner, I'm shutting it down and we're going for pizza.
Smart. Papa John's, buddy, put in code word Gregor, automatic 15% off.
Perfect.
So, yeah, I'm saving money for our listeners all the time.
And it's equally good as breakfast the next morning.
Oh, it's true.
Exactly. That's funny. Most places I go and mention your name, I just get criticism in return. but this time, if it
Shogger,
results in a deal,
it's because you're not going to the right places. Right?
Apparently not.
Yeah, we don't have any lingerie stores on the show. All right.
Yeah.
We don't have any manicure places on the show. We don't have any petties, right? So that's why you're going into those type of places.
Very nice.
Let's talk about the. Let's get to the game tonight. Chicago
sure.
and the Los Angeles Kings. And really, right now, to me, the biggest difference in the series is just the depth. Like, Jonathan Toews is playing great for Chicago. Kopitar is great for L.A. That kind of matches up, right? Keith Doughty. Doughty's maybe a little bit of an advantage. But you look right now, like, Jeff Carter has such a huge advantage over the second-line center in Chicago. It's just not fair right now. Like, Michael Hanzus cannot compete.
Oh, man. Like, there was a time where Michael Hanzus had a hard time even staying in that lineup. And how bad did he look? Coming out of the lockout year. So, yeah, a lot of those older players struggled with that. And that's the thing. The talk in Chicago for a while has been how they need a second-line center, a true second-line center. They've had different guys in there and given it a go. But it's when you get up against, you end up matched up against another team with true depth down the middle, Kopitar, you know, Carter, Jarrett Stoll, whoever you want to put down the middle for L.A., it's a deep team, and that's where it, over a seven-game series, it's really going to bear itself out. Maybe on any given night, you can beat anybody, but over a seven-game series is the great equalizer, and that's one of the spots that's just very evident there's a weakness there for Chicago.
Yeah, Ryan, I mean, if we get beyond the names Toews and Kane, does Chicago have enough to compete with the rest of that L.A. lineup? And if they do, they better get on with it.
Well, for sure. And I think they do, Robin, or they're close to. I mean, Kane and Toews, there's those two. Patrick Sharp is one of the best players in the world. Mm-hmm. What does he have, 6 or 7 points in the playoffs? I'm not sure if he's playing banged up. I don't know what's going on, but his performance offensively has not been there. That's supposed to be a guy that can contribute. He's on the Olympic team. Marian Hossa, this is another good player, and he's putting up some points. Brian Bickell, another guy who was so good offensively for them when they won. It's not like they're two guys deep and that's where it completely falls off. They have guys that have contributed before. They're just having a hard time putting it together all at once, and especially against this LA team. So I would say the names are there, but the performances haven't really been.
No, not at all. Montreal Canadiens, a game no one expected last night, chasing Henrik Lundqvist, 4 goals on 18 shots.
Man.
That's what's great about this year's playoffs. They're so unexpected. There's a little bit of talk after the game. Most people expected 2-game suspension. That's what he got. Derek Dorsett doesn't get a suspension, which I totally agreed with. To me, like, I know his head, but that's more of like a head rub than a head butt. What did you think?
Yeah, I didn't like it. I wouldn't suggest a suspension in the playoffs. Like, see a fine. He knew what he was doing, right? He threw his helmeted head into a guy's face. Soft-skinned face. That's not okay. It was pretty blatant and obvious. I'm not saying a suspension is warranted, but it should cost them some money, I would think. You know what you're doing. It's a conscious effort to throw a headbutt at somebody with the top of your head. You have to try to do that.
Yeah, Ryan, give me your take on this New York-Montreal series. From an outsider's point of view, I'd love to see the Habs win another game and go to 7, but I don't know if you get to Henrik Lundqvist that way 2 games in a row, and they're going to be a little ticked at the way that last game went. How do you see this next one playing out between the Habs and the Rangers?
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Robin. And I covered the first three games of the series. And when I was on my way home, I was talking about it with the guys just before I left. And I really felt like Montreal was going to get the split in New York and then win one at home. I felt like home ice was going to be a real big thing for the Canadiens in this series. And so they come back home, they get the emotional performance they need, they extend the series, everything goes right, the kid plays good in net after letting a bunch of goals in. Everything went right for Montreal in that game. But I just don't see you doing that twice to Henrik Lundqvist. And this is the difference. Had they had Carey Price and he and Lundqvist had off nights, Price, you could guarantee Carey Price wasn't going to do that in back-to-back games either. Mm-hmm. I'm not convinced they can't put four past Tokarski next game. But with everything he's done and with everything he's accomplished so far, I would go out on a limb and say that Lundqvist is not going to go back-to-back like that. I'm not sure about Tokarski. And he did get beat. He did have some soft goals. And while he battled back and won the game and got himself back into it, he didn't play great earlier on, and that could very well be the case again next game.
Yeah.
Ryan, now you've been at the combine before. It's coming up now. How much of an impact do you really think it makes in the end?
Well, I think that there's two things that can happen. A kid can definitely shoot himself in the foot. By let's say a kid was done playing at the end of the regular season and his team never made the playoffs, right? So between then and the combine, he's basically had not much going on, right? No playoffs, no Memorial Cup, no nothing. And he comes in and everybody knows he's been off and is kind of underwhelming. You look at him and you think, it doesn't really look like an athlete. The results aren't great. You can hurt yourself by having showed lack of discipline and laziness. The thing is not many kids do that nowadays, right? They're all ready to go. They're all in shape. They're all, for the most part. So you can be exposed if you're truly one of the lazy ones. I think you can shoot yourself in the foot in interviews a little bit too. I think teams now are good enough in the interview process to be able to get a sense of a guy. And if your true colors are a certain way, I don't think you'll be able to hide that. So, you know, if you're lazy and if you're cocky and not smart about what you say, you can hurt yourself. Now, the other side of that is, what can you do to help yourself? Well, I've seen over the years, I mean, Evander Kane walked in there one year and everybody just went, are you kidding me? Like, unbelievable, the condition that the kid was in. Mm-hmm. There have been a number of guys who've walked into that room over the years where you can't believe it. And there's buzz. The scouts talk, the GMs talk, everybody talks. So you can definitely make an impression with, you know, if you're in great physical condition. So, you know, it's one more tool in the toolbox, and it is an important one, but at the end of the day, I don't think it measures much against what those scouting reports and those books will say about the game on the ice.
In 30 seconds, Rashog, can anyone beat the Kings, or are they going to be the Stanley Cup champs?
Yeah, I don't think either team coming out of the East can beat them. So if they finish off Chicago and get by them, their Stanley Cup to me is happening right now. I'm not going to completely write the Rangers off entirely. I think with Lundqvist they can give them a series, but I think the LA Kings are they're playing their Stanley Cup championship right now. And when they beat Chicago, I'd say the biggest task is done for them.
Shogger? We will chat with you later on this week. Enjoy your pedicure later on tonight.
Okay, guys, enjoy your pizza.